Let's go! Ray Foley.
I love the show.
Good day, welcome to Monday. It's a brand new week. Ray Foley on for Ian Dempsey, the 25th of September, 2023. Welcome to your Monday. My apologies. It's me, the fill-in guy, the super sub. I'm like all the worst bits of Oliver Callan, Brendan Courtney and Maura Duran rolled into one. I'm like radio awful. And in fairness, there weren't many good bits there in the first place.
Playing the music you love.
George Ezra, blame it on me. This is Today FM.
What you waiting for? No, what you waiting for?
We play the music you love. It's 6:30. It is Monday morning, 25th of September, 2023. I have forgotten how to do Ian's show.
Okay.
Hello there. Ray Foley's my name. There's JP.
Good morning.
Shauna O'Reilly, keeping an eye on proceedings as well this morning.
Hello there.
Shauna, always in great form. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
What are you on?
Loads of things. Where do I start?
What is a cocktail.
A pharmacological cocktail of early, an early rise. Shauna's first thing in the morning. She puts her old prescription together. Right. Isn't there usually like the weather and stuff?
Yeah,
like
there isn't each yet.
That's under the breakfast.
You'd have to go to that one.
I haven't read any of the emails either.
Great.
I know we've got a giveaway today. Perfect. Like a skiing giveaway, don't we?
Yeah, great prize, yeah.
And waffles on today as well.
Sure is.
Yep.
And we'll have gift grub. Is that still on?
That's going to happen,
Do you still do a gift grub?
Still going,
Still going, okay, very much. All right, okay. We'll work it out as the morning progresses.
And a new survey has found we spend 3.5 days a year in the bath or shower and a day and a half waiting to use the bathroom. Those aged 18 to 34 spend the most time washing themselves, with 60% showering at least once a day and spending an average of 17 minutes each time there. And not replacing toilet rolls, leaving hair in the drain. It's disgusting. And not putting the toilet seat down are the worst bathroom sins, according to research involving 2,000 people.
Do you clean the drain every time you use it? Every time you use the shower, then?
We have a concealed drain, so every so often I'll lift it up and be like, what's lurking there?
What new treasure awaits?
We have a system in our house which is once it's flooding,
yes,
then there's a row. And then I have to clean it out.
Perfect.
Otherwise, it's not getting done. Otherwise, we're just going to be standing in a puddle having a shower every morning. This is such a good song. Naughty Boy and Sam Smith, La La La. Today FM, playing the music you love. What's the other song? I like, you know, the Labyrinth one? I always think of this and the Labyrinth one together.
Labyrinth, come in.
Oh, yes.
No, you have no idea what
I do.
You're bluffing, lying.
You have no clue.
Oh, yes.
Come on. That one.
I know the song.
Confused look on her face. Go on, tell us.
Hey, Simon. I'm giving it up. It's Earthquakes. Yeah.
It was worth it just to hear that.
Hey, Simon.
Labyrinth, come in. Hang on, what's his name? Labyrinth. Do you know what else? The other Labyrinth had a good song with Emily Sandy. Do you remember? Underneath Your Beautiful.
Beneath
Your Beautiful. Beneath that was a great beautiful song. That's a tearjerker, that one.
It is, yeah.
6:43 a.m. This is Today FM, playing the music you love. Good day. It's Ray Foley. On there is JP.
Hello there.
And there's John O'Reilly.
Hello.
Hang on, I'm trying to spell Labyrinth at 20 to 7 in the morning, and it is killing me. L-A-B.
Or I.
Oh, no, he had a Y. He had a Y.
There you go.
Labby. L-A-B-Y. Or I. No, I can't.
Okay.
Look, we just
Ray Foley, come in.
Guys, we'll just have to leave it, okay? Now, your A to Z is coming up. Your options again are R for Razor Light. America's your first option. Your second option is Golden Touch. And your third option, In the Morning, This Morning.
In the morning, you know it's gonna be all.
It's your last chance to select this morning. 087-4-100-102. And how'd you spell Labyrinth while you're at it, please? We'll play your A to Z selection next.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
What a song, Razorlight, and In the Morning. This is Today FM, playing the music you love. Your A to Z song this morning. We're going to be doing it all week. And not just songs that I fancy playing, but, you know, maybe songs that you fancy playing as well. It's 8 minutes to 7 o'clock for your Monday morning. Breed is on. She says, what the hell happened to Razorlight? Great band. We need to get them back making music again. Breed, leave it with me. I'll put in a call to the Razorlight boys, Johnny Razor and Dan Light.
That's all of them. I think they did make a comeback last year, but it went nowhere.
Richie says, good morning, Ray. I'm horsing into a Nescafe Gold here. Didn't have any Maxwell House to hand. Love the show. Hey, from Richie. Good morning. Niamh and Ross Gray. Hey, Ray, can I be the first person to make the usual joke about hearing your voice and thinking I had slept in? From Niamh. Yeah, it's inevitable. Oh, my God. It's 2 o'clock in the day.
What time is it? Was he in Dempsey?
Lads, I absolutely love Beneath Your Beautiful... Oh, yes, this was... Labyrinth, was it? It was Labyrinth and Emily Sandy with Beneath Your Beautiful, one of the best songs ever. Would you let me see beneath your beautiful? I'm going to put this in tomorrow, okay?
Great song. See
beneath your perfect. And the other one was Labyrinth, come in.
Labyrinth, come in.
Another great selection.
Breakfast show. Great company, great laughs, and the music you love. Today FM. It all happens here.
Good morning. It's just about 6 minutes past 7 o'clock, Monday, the 25th of September.
The Kickstart song
with Actimel. Start your day with Actimel Immune Support.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, give it up for your Kickstarter this morning. It's Barbara Davis in Dulleaky, County Meath.
Oh, Barbara.
Barbara.
Good morning, Barbara. How are you this morning?
I'm fine. I'm good.
Good. How are you? What's happening? What's going on in the world today?
Not much. Another Monday morning. You know that dread.
Don't talk to me. The alarm went off this morning at 4:15.
You beat me. Mine only went off at 6:30.
Well, look, it's not a competition, Barbara. But if it was, just for the record, I did win. So there you go. Why is your alarm going off so early this morning?
Well, to be on the show this morning. Usually goes off at about 7 anyway.
Okay, so we got you out of bed a little bit earlier to do the kickstarts for us this morning.
Did you
do anything nice over the weekend?
I went to see my husband in a performance of Chi Chi Bang Bang yesterday, and he was playing. He does amateur dramatics, and he was playing the Baron. So it was quite strange seeing your husband dancing with another woman on stage in a nightdress.
I can imagine. What does the Baron? I'm trying to remember Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Is the Baron a good guy?
No, he's the bad guy. He hates the kids and is trying to steal the car. So he's the one that gets the child catcher to go after the kids. Like, do you know what I mean?
So he's a villain. But you can probably identify with that. You'd live with them after all.
That's it. Yeah.
How was the show?
A great show, though. I have to say, a brilliant production of it. Like, do you know what I mean?
Fair play to them. Are they done and dusted, or will it be on again?
Yes, it was the last show. Yeah, so all done now. So,
okay, a big night out, or do they have celebrations for the end of it?
Yeah, no, well, they had a rap show as such last night, so I had to go back up there and collect them last night, you know, so I know they had a good night and a good run on it, so delighted.
You had to put the Baron to bed last night, did you?
I did, yeah.
Right then, Barbara, you have a fantastic song selection for us this morning, so I'll hand over to you for our Kickstart song for a Monday morning, your own time, madam.
Yeah, my Kickstart song for this Monday morning is Kings of Leon, My Sex is on Fire. Cracking song.
Hit that button, Ray.
Hit that button,
Ray. Yeah! Bring it this morning, it's got to be said. Well done, Barbara. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a lovely week.
Thank you.
Bye. Your Kickstart song this morning, Kings of Leon, Sex on Fire. It's 11, nearly 12 minutes past 7 o'clock for Monday morning, the 25th of September. Good day, it's Ray Foley on for Ian Dempsey. Let's have a look at the front pages of your newspapers for Monday. And that tragic, heartbreaking story in Bundoran is on most of the front pages this morning. The Irish Daily Mirror says, man held as boy 9 killed in a so-called hit and run. A 9-year-old boy who was struck by a car in an alleged hit and run was one of four people to lose their lives in a weekend of carnage on the roads. This story every Monday morning, we seem to be reading the same story again and again about deaths on our roads as those fatalities increasing as 2023 continues. The Irish Daily Star, boy killed in horror in Bundoran. The Irish Sun, driver is held over death of Ronan 9, and the photographs of this kid on the front pages as well. And it would break your heart seeing the photographs of him. It looks like he was at a sports day or he was winning a medal there. The Irish Times has Solheim star Maguire is driving force for Europe. Irish golfer Leona Maguire, she's photographed on a number of the front pages as well. Leona Maguire proved a driving force for Europe in the Solheim Cup once again as she won her match against USA's Rose Zhang, taking her tally to 3 points in a day of intense drama in Spain. Jimmy, what's the Solheim Cup?
It's a team competition between Europe and America.
Whacking balls, isn't it?
Whacking balls, yeah.
It's kind of like camogie then, isn't it?
It's similar.
It's like camogie, but it's got the metal sticks.
Smaller balls and more metal sticks. Mm, yep.
It's fascinating. Yes. It's fascinating, Shauna.
Yeah.
She's there on the front of the Irish Times this morning. Also, ministers in budget clash on €1 billion health overspend. This is a cabinet meeting occurring later on today. Stephen Donnelly, the Minister for Health, is going to be asked to account for overspend at the HSE. The Irish Independent has Leona drives Team Europe to Solheim Cup success and price of three-bed semi-home returns to Celtic Tiger Peak. The price of a three-bedroom semi-detached home nationally has breached the €300,000 mark for the first time since 2007 as prices for homes outside the capital and major cities. So we're reading this again every few weeks as well, as it's usually Daft that has a report saying how much it is to either rent or to buy a house, and it's becoming ridiculously expensive, particularly if you're trying to get another property ladder. You just can't do it. And the Irish Examiner this morning has Leona on the front page as well, beaming, celebrating her Solheim Cup success. And the Irish Examiner has Dathi O'Shea also on the front page. They've revealed Dathi O'Shea as an agony uncle. Have you seen this?
Yeah.
The Examiner has Dathi O'Shea. If you've got a personal problem or a problem in your life or something you feel needs to be solved, instead of referring it to, I don't know, a professional or a psychologist of some kind, or, you know, they usually use a child psychologist for, they used to,
yeah.
I presume they're still using him, but now they're using Dathi O'Shea for his insights into curing your life's problems. So this is it now. We finally arrived, finally solving all of our problems. I wish Ian Dempsey would get in touch with Dathi O'Shea and arrange for me to not have to get out of bed at this hour of the morning. The Irish Daily Mail this morning, the squeezed middle must be protected, and it also has the story of Richard Corrigan driving his sheep across a bridge in London. Do you see the story?
No.
Corrigan's got herd mentality. Chef and Meath native Richard Corrigan has taken up his ancient right to herd sheep over a London bridge. He's a free man of London. He owns a number of he has a number of restaurants in London.
Yeah, so he's clearly been given the freedom of the city, has he?
It's not called the freedom of the city like we would have here, but he's a free man of London and he's allowed to drive his sheep across the bridge, and it's to raise awareness for the wool and sheep raising business.
Right.
And he's driving. He was asked, would you do it again? He said, I would, but quicker, because apparently it just took too long to drive your sheep. The sheep are just taking their time. It's a Sunday afternoon. A nice browse through London. Right, DNCE, Today FM.
Oh, no.
Playing the music you love. 19 minutes past 7 o'clock. Good morning, it's Ray Foley on for Ian Dempsey. And in Gift Grub this morning, well, actually, Grow Aaron Throw is starting tonight on Virgin Media Television. Yeah, huge excitement about this. It's basically Ireland's Love Island, but it's set in the Gaeltacht. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm delighted to say that our president is on the line, Michael D. Higgins. As a fluent Irish speaker yourself, I suppose this is great for the changa, for the cúpla focal, for the language, isn't it?
Well, first of all, Ray, good morning, and it's lovely to hear your mellifluous voice on the radio once more. Yes, indeed, Ray. I think it is wonderful that we finally have Love Island, Os Gaeilge. I don't know if you've ever been to the Gaeltacht as a youngster yourself.
Yeah, I had a few summers, I did in secondary school, yeah.
Excellent. I myself found early love in the Gaeltacht as a 13-year-old in Ring over 70 years ago. I remember I wrote my first poem, In Raw Le Corbeau Di, In Love With the Rain, for a young vision called Roisin, who unfortunately ghosted me for the next 2 weeks. But anyway, enough of that.
Heartbreaking. So, well, you'll be watching, I presume, as well tonight. So you'll be
I'll be watching and translating and wondering what they're talking about and wondering if the language is evolving as young people do it. Because language evolves all the time, Ray.
It is. I suppose it's a very fluent, fluid thing. I believe we've got Dathi O'Shea, actually, on the line as well. He's the Irish Examiner's new... agony uncle. How are you, Dahi? Can you help us out with the language of love?
Well,
Oscar?
Ray,
yeah.
Well, Ray, you're a horse and cart of a man, I have to say that now.
Well, and Ray, first of all,
before we start into the mate of it, Ray, have you any personal problems you would like to divulge to Uncle Doughty?
Nothing I want anything? To share on air, no, nothing.
Come on, Ray, I don't know, you strike me as a fella now who might have a few things you want to get off your chest there, Ray.
No, I tell you what, I'll send an email in anonymously, Doughty, before we address any issues on air, okay?
That's great, Ray. Well, listen, I'll tell you, you'll take up about 3 months of programming when we're ready anyway. But anyway, I heard Michael D there. He said he was ghosted there, did he?
Yeah.
That would be, Ta me Teresh a ghosta lehi. That's, she ghosted me. But how's your old Irish anyway, Ray?
It's not great, but a few phrases like this are useful, certainly, for the grow, for the couple of folks.
Have a go now. If you get one or two of these and see if you can tune in tonight. Okay, yeah. Ray, number one, Failin she dumber fo pair.
Failin' she dumb her faux pair.
Failin' she dumb her faux pair.
What does that mean?
She's my type on paper. Right? Two. Okay. Right. Tá flirt all le gacha willigum.
Right. Flirt all le gacha willigum. I'm writing these down, Dahi. Sorry, yeah, go on. What's that mean?
I'm grafting like a whore. That's Love Island talk for you now, Oscar Ilga.
Right, brilliant.
Number three. Be a chantic factor 50 leis an blá máis illigli ifa. Be a kind egg factor 50 less on blow mosh illegally Aoife.
Illegally Aoife. Yeah, what's that?
He's giving it the factor 50 on the chats with Aoife. Good. And excellent. The final one, Ray.
Yeah, okay.
The final one, Ray.
On Rod Jernock.
Tugan Tomas on Ichtum.
Tugan Tomas on Ichtum. What's that?
Tomas gives me the ick.
We've got all good stuff. We'll be sure to use Skelbre. That.
Bray.
Skelbre. Cheers,
Dahi. Gift Grow. That's it. More at 8:10 on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show. Today FM.
And more than a third of younger employees say they want to avoid human contact at work. Boy. The research by, you're out of this, I don't think you tick this box in terms of the age.
Because I'm not young, here we are, yeah, being all ages. No, I hate other people just as much as young people
yeah,
do.
You yeah, you do.
Yeah.
That's it, you're allowed to. So the research by recruitment company Robert Walters found that half of Gen Zs, which is the workforce aged 18 to 24, say they said it themselves, that they're not team players and they work better alone. And nearly two-thirds of managers say Gen Zers are destroying team culture.
Have they asked the rest of us, though? I have a theory that maybe it's just like, it's just human. It's like we would all go, yeah, I just don't want to work with anybody else.
Today this hour. And off the
weekend and take my breath. This is Today FM playing the music you love. 7:38 is the time. Good morning. That's 22 minutes to 8 o'clock. Ray Foley on for Ian Dempsey. It's okay, he's back on Monday. Someone has to fill in and... We're all in this together, right? None of us wants this, but it's happening anyway. We're doing waffle, right?
Yep.
Who am I ringing?
Catherine.
Where's Catherine?
Oh. It's ringing. That's a Wexford ringtone.
Wexford.
Yeah.
Hello,
Catherine.
Hi, Ray.
Hi, Catherine. Good morning, sleepyhead. How are you this morning, sleepyhead?
A bit nervous.
Don't be nervous. Jesus, it would be lovely. I promise, I'll be gentle. How is it?
Will you help me out?
Do you know what? I'm always very generous on waffle. It has to be said. I'm famously generous, aren't you, JP?
Too generous. Catherine, has Ian had a winner on waffle in ages? When was the last winner? Was it donkeys years ago?
It was in 2021.
Yeah. He is going to hate you, Ray.
He already hates me. So
he's going to hate you more,
it's going to be another reason for Ian Dempsey to hate me. Put it on the list.
If we have a winner, yeah.
Catherine, how was your weekend? Did you do anything nice?
No, unfortunately, I was working.
Oh, what do you work at?
I'm a home health.
Oh, right, so you're working all weekend. Are you working today?
Yeah, I am. I'm actually working in a little while.
Are you working tomorrow?
Yes.
Oh, Catherine, are you working on Wednesday?
Yes.
Here. Do you ever get a day off?
If I'm lucky, I might get this weekend off.
You might get the weekend off. Oh, okay, we're looking ahead to the next weekend then. Shakers, fair play to you. Do you want to say hello to anyone before we get into this?
Yeah, just say hello to my partner, Eddie Sweeney, and my mom and my dad. That's
everyone covered. Yeah, you've got that then. Yeah, that's everyone. Hi to mom and dad and Eddie Sweeney. Right then, your waffle this morning. Give me the five things on the sheet. I'll give you 1,000 euro. Let's do this thing.
Today's waffle topic is...
Patrick Keelty. Go.
Patrick Keelty. Late show. Northern Ireland. Derry.
Kathy Ely, what's your new movie?
Don't worry about it, it's not there. Go on, keep going.
That's funny.
He's a comedian.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
Actor.
He's not from Derry, he's from Down. I got Down on the sheet. I would have taken Dundrum as well because he mentions Dundrum. 5,000 times every Late Show. What is the film he's in? What is the film?
Ballywalter.
Ballywalter.
Yep.
I never would have gotten that either. But it's not okay, Let me go through them. So you got comedian, you got Late Late Show, and you got Kat Deely. Also on the sheet, we had County Down, is where he's from, and Gaelic football because he played minor football for Down. Didn't get two of them.
I wouldn't have got the football, yeah.
It is a terrible game. I don't know why he does this. I don't know why he puts us through this every morning. Sean, have we got anything nice?
We do. We can send a lovely pen, a Today FM pen.
Lovely pen.
It is lovely. And there's a highlighter on the top. Right, two for the price of one. All right. Come on.
Okay.
It's nice.
We're so sorry about the pen. But listen, we're sorry you have to work and you're not going to be off till Monday. And all we've got for you is a bloody pen.
Thanks. I love that. Anyway, don't worry.
All right, okay. We'll look after it. We'll raid the press and see what else is there. Listen, thanks for joining us. Have a lovely day.
Thanks, Ray. And Ray, love the show. The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Ray Foley off for Ian Dempsey. Good day. It's Ray here. JP's over
How
there.
How are you?
Sean is over there.
Hello.
Best Usher songs, guys. Come over on the Usher subject. Oh, there's Oh My Gosh as well, isn't there, Usher?
Oh, my God.
Shona, you don't have to sing every time.
Sorry.
Oh my God. People are, you can send in your complaints about the prizes on Waffle and Shona singing with the OMG song. Was that Will I Am on that?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll load that up then as well. I'll stick that on there for you. Is that in there? Oh, man. Let's do Showbiz.
Showbiz on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show
with Disney Plus. Only Murders in the Building returns for season 3. Stream now on Disney Plus.
Today FM.
JP, what's your favourite Usher song?
I like Pop Your Collar.
You do?
Yeah, I'm a diva for the popping of the collars.
Oh, he never has the collar down. It's always popped.
It's a fly look.
Super fly.
Yeah, maybe you should pop your fly as well while you're at it then. How you doing? What's in showbiz? Is it Kate Moss?
Kate Moss, right.
She's gas.
She is gas. Now, obviously in the 90s and the noughties, she was known for being a bit of a wild child. Mm. She loved her partying, staying out late.
Didn't we all?
Now, she has swapped the old parties. She's still staying out late, but she's doing something different. She has decided to start doing moonbathing. Moonbathing.
Is this where you're in the bath and you moon?
Exactly, Ray, you've got it.
It's where you're in the bath and you open the bathroom window and all the neighbours are like, Jesus, Kate, will you ever close the curtains? Or get the frosted glass. So what is it? Sorry.
So she has taken to lying out in the garden at night, soaking up the lunar energy, which apparently has massive health benefits, well-being benefits, spirituality, etc.
Does she do it in the nip?
I don't know if it's in the nip now. She might wear togs. I don't know.
So in the togs, out the back garden.
Out the back garden.
And you need a full moon for it, do you? Because
I don't know if it's full. I'd say maybe half is fine as well. I'm not sure, to be honest. Really? I've never moon bathed myself.
Would you consider it? I mean, we're all getting to the age, JP, where we try anything.
I'll take anything.
If it helps, you know, reduce the wrinkles or make me feel a bit happier on a Monday morning, I'll get out in the garden and I'll lie under the moon. No problem.
Guys, who would have thought that moss would thrive in moonlight?
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
Come on, lads.
Very good.
Come on.
Very good.
And this is just off the top of my head.
Yeah. So many more moss-related puns, yeah?
Anything else in showbiz this morning?
Yes, I do have something big, actually, Ray.
Really?
So there'd been loads of speculation around this year's halftime show at the Super Bowl.
Is it going to be Usher?
It's going to be Usher, would you believe it? You pair of absolute story runners.
Oh my gosh. Right, sorry, go on.
Yeah, so he's going to do it. That's basically it. The 11th of February in Vegas. So Taylor Swift had been rumoured to be asked. Harry Styles was mentioned. Yeah. Usher has been confirmed. I think this is a good shout. There's a lot of bangers there. He's a very good dancer.
Yeah, we've been going through his back catalogue. Some great songs there. U-Turn is my favourite.
Oh, yeah.
Bend your knees. In a second, get down with me. Oh, it's hard to learn. Come on, come on. Let's call the U-Turn. In the 80s.
And he used to put his legs up in the shape of the U.
He did. It was incredible.
Yeah, he was a really good dancer.
Very flexible.
Mm.
Very, very. That's the moon bathing for you.
See, that's it. He's a big fan of it himself. Yeah.
So JP's very excited. Usher's going to be performing at the halftime show at the Super Bowl. And JP's even bought a brand new polo shirt so he can pop his collar.
Fresh collar.
He's going to be popping the collar. He's going to be one of the rugby dads. Sorry. I know. Kick it over. Usher. This is Today FM.
Today FM weather.
With TUI. For an iconic city break, look no further. Visit TUIHolidays.ie.
Oh, sorry, Quishuk. Oh, Quishuk, I'm so sorry.
It's all right,
Wayne. I didn't have your turn back.
It's grand.
She's going to go through you for a show.
You know what she's like. She's going to be sending emails left, right and centre. CC and everyone on
them. This anyway,
she's one of those toxic people in the office.
Where is Ian? Yeah. Where is this?
She's
firing up Microsoft Teams as we speak. Yeah. It's going to be all chats and angry emojis. Yeah.
Guys, would we not be better off just playing music in the morning and less of Ray?
Back to back music.
Yeah. Regards, Quishuk.
Please bring back Ian ASAP. At least Ian turns me on. Yeah. In terms of the
of course,
the weather fader.
Do you want to hear the weather?
Okay.
Breezy this morning with a mix of sunny spells and showers, mainly in Ulster, Connacht and Munster. Drier in the east and southeast with highs of 16 to 18 degrees. Today FM News, more at half eight.
Hashtag Ian turns me on. This is Today FM playing the music you love. To reiterate that total again, it's 10,319 euro and 51 cent. If you're writing that down, it's 10319.51. Good morning. It's just about 9 minutes past 8 o'clock. Ray Foley on for Ian Dempsey and a gift club this week. Well, actually, what a week! What a sporting weekend it was. Aside from the Solheim Cup success, we also had rugby success on Saturday night, and it felt like the whole country was watching the rugby, cheering on Ireland on Saturday. Ireland beating the world champion South Africa, and it was so tense. It wasn't just your average rugby fans watching either. People like Louis Walsh were glued to the game. Louis Walsh, what did you think of the game?
Ray, it was so exciting. And I'm like you, Ray. Yeah. I know absolutely nothing about sport.
Yeah.
I'm completely clueless.
Yeah.
I thought the Solheim Cup was camogie as well, Ray. I really did. But Johnny Sexton, he reminds me of one of the Jonas Brothers. He's got the X factor. And then they said Hansen was playing. I thought he was going to do Mbop, but he's really aged badly. I don't think the skull cap suits him, Ray. But it's great for Ireland. Come on, Ireland!
Absolutely. Keith Duffy was watching as
well. Come on!
Come on, Louis. Hey, Keith Duffy, did you enjoy the game?
How are you, buddy?
How are you, Keith?
I'm in bits after that match. 80 minutes with me fingers in me mouth. I had to go to St. Vincent's yesterday for a skin graft. And me teeth are wrecked as well. I'm going to have to go back to Turkey for new veneers. That's episode 6 in the bag anyway of Keith's teeth. And the commentators. The commentators, buddy. I don't know if you heard them. They kept talking about the box. The box this, the box that, the box the other. It only brought back memories of a television programme I made for TV3, which was voted the dodgiest television programme of all time, i.e. the box. Take it easy, buddy.
Cheers, Keith. And they were saying about huge turnout, huge crowds, 30, maybe 40,000 people at the game. Celebrations went on deep into the night. And I know that Matt Cooper, he's a massive rugby fan. Good morning to you, Mr. Cooper, sir. Matt, hello.
It's in your head! In your head! Zombie! Frank Greeny! In your best Saturday ever!
Yeah, you loved it. It was absolutely incredible. Matt Cooper, our massive rugby fan.
Nothing
there.
Left.
No, nothing left.
Shot me, Lord.
Thank you very much, Matt. We'll talk to you at half four.
Done.
Cheers. Much obliged. Miley Cyrus on Today FM. Miley Cyrus and Used to Be Young, Today FM, playing the music you love. It's 14 minutes past 8 o'clock for your Monday morning. Good day. It's the 25th of September. Ray Foley on for Ian Dempsey. JP, would you type in Miley Cyrus Wiki there for me? Okay. My, I'll do it actually, Annie. Miley Cyrus, C-Y-R-U-S, is it?
That's the one, yeah.
Wiki. Her song is called Used to Be Young. Miley Cyrus is 30.
Hmm. Cheers, Miley.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Hello there. It's Ray here. JP's over there.
Oh, yeah.
Sean O'Reilly's there as well.
Oh, yeah.
And what have I got for you? Sharpshooters in the newspapers this morning. Sharpshooters. This is Irish Independent, page 3. Behind enemy lines as the world's best sniper teams go head-to-head in the Wicklow Mountains. They were having some sort of a snipering competition in the Wicklow Mountains over the weekend.
I think this is an award the Irish Armed Forces won a couple of years ago.
They won it again.
Oh, spoiler alert, sorry about that.
Triumph for Irish sharpshooters in grueling four-day contest for elite military units. An Irish Army team has emerged as the overall winner of a major international sniper competition involving elite troops from 7 countries, which took place in the wilderness of the Glen of Amal. So well done. The 28th Infantry Battalion, checking their, and they're covered in all the, oh, they've got all the shoe polish on his face, and he's covered in all the weeds, and you know, the scrubs and the shrubbery and stuff. I love a bit of sniping, it has to be said. I spend most of my afternoons sniping at my colleagues.
Yeah.
But I love snipering as well in Call of Duty. It's my favourite way to play Call of Duty. Because I'm...
Because you're a chicken.
I'm a chicken and I'm a very nervous player. And do you play Call of Duty at all, Sean?
No, never.
So Call of Duty, you can. There's two ways you can play. You can load up your, I don't know, semi-automatic or whatever, or your rifle or your, you know, the machine gun. And you can just burst into the action and shoot all around you. But the risk there is high. Whereas the other thing you can do in Call of Duty is get a sniper rifle and stay... half a mile back, half a click back, as we say, in the sniping business. And then from there, all of your team can wade into the action. Mm. You can just pick off all of the enemy combatants one by one and not be under any danger yourself.
Right.
It's a very slow way to play the game, but it means that you get a good night's sleep because the adrenaline isn't coursing through you as you're going to bed.
This feels like it should raise a red flag for our bosses. You talking about how much you enjoy sniping. Somebody change the locks, guys.
Do you know what? I'm available. If the lads want to sign me up for next year's games, I'll be first in line at the Glen of Amal. What have you got, Shauna?
Well, Ray, I'm a fan of garlic, okay?
Yes.
I eat a lot of garlicky food and I constantly feel paranoid about smelling of garlic, especially around JP because he has a very strong sense of smell.
He's wolf, part wolf.
True, yeah.
So this is why when I saw this morning, I said, okay, this is of use to me. Scientists reveal the best way to get rid of garlic breath.
Oh.
I've been milling the airwaves out of it. I've been barking up the wrong tree.
You've been what? The airwaves?
Milling.
Oh, the chewing gums.
Chewing gum, yeah. Right, I've always got airwaves on my desk because I'm always afraid after my Chinese on a Thursday night.
I'm very unsympathetic to a garlic breath, it has to be said. Even in my own family, it's like, just get away from me. Daddy, can I have a kiss? Get away from me.
But I also think that some people process garlic differently. I think I'm that person. I think I reek of garlic.
You hold on to it.
Anyway, apparently yogurt is your only man.
Yogurt?
Plain whole milk. Plain yogurt.
And do I wash my armpits or do I wash my face?
Drink it directly after a garlicky meal, and that will neutralise the odours. It is something in the...
You take the yogurt straight after
the meal.
No one's in the mood for having yogurt right after the dinner.
No.
So, and is it any good to you the next morning when you're particularly garlic breathed? Would it work then? No.
I think it's only if you nip it in the bud. Nip it in the bud.
That's no good to us at all, Shauna. Please.
Well, listen, to be honest with you, Shauna, I'll try it if it means, you know...
Shauna, you've lost us. Sorry, it's gone. You've lost us. I'm afraid, look, you had your opportunity. And I'm not going to have... I'm not having yogurt, plain yogurt, for dessert after my chicken curry. It's just not happening. John Paul.
One TV show that gives me anxiety guaranteed is Kitchen Nightmares, because Gordon Ramsay, he's a scary guy. This is the star, page 3. The headline is several course dinner for Mad Gordon. Sweary Gordon Ramsay serves up a load of expletives in his comeback episode of Kitchen Nightmares. The new series returns tonight. It's on Fox in the US and Channel 4 in the UK and Ireland. The average episode is 40 minutes long, guys. But in this comeback episode, how many times does Gordon swear in those 40 minutes?
40 minutes?
Yeah.
How many swears?
Yeah.
Shauna, go.
127.
Jeekers, you went high.
This is not how you play these kinds of games, Shauna. You don't go high.
It's you quite
can't
Ramsay.
Go that high. I was going to go a swear a minute and add in an extra swear. So 40 swears, and I'll give him another. I'll give him another 20.
So you're saying 60?
60 swears.
I'm sorry, you went for 3,500. What did you go for?
127.
2.5 million. She went for the cash machine total, €10,319.51.
So it turns out, compared to your guesses, Gordon is an absolute angel. He only swore 45 times.
I'm right. I win.
So you win. You're closest.
I'm closest. Ooh. I'm a terrible swearer myself, it has to be said. In the course of... How long are we here since 6 o'clock this morning? I've sworn 10,319.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast
and 51
Show.
Dacia
Sandero Stepway. New Extreme.
This is Today FM. It's 8:35. Just about Monday morning. Good day. It's Ray Foley on for Ian Dempsey. There's JP.
Morning.
John O'Reilly.
Hi.
Bad Clankerheim.
Well done.
Bad Clankerheim.
Decky's been in touch already. 0874-100-102. He says, Ray, you should just call that ski resort Bad Pronunciation. Techie,
how
that's
the absolute cheek of some people.
A bit harsh.
Yeah, it's all well and good for you to sit there in judgment, Techie.
No!
The cheek of you. Here, to see you. To see you! Bad Kleinkirchheim.
That's good.
Very good.
Can he keep it up, though? Bad Kleinkirchheim.
Shut up.
Bad Clankerheim? Question mark.
You need to do it without the question mark. Actually, has Ian ever done Bad Clankerheim on a ski trip?
We've done Bad Hofgastein.
Oh.
And I think we've done Bad Gastein.
Right.
But never Bad Clankerheim.
I think you've done some pretty bad Monday mornings as well.
Oh, yeah, baby.
That's a whole other story you do. All right, so Top Flight. They've launched they've opened a new resort. It's Bad Kleinkirchheim in Austria. When you book a holiday to Bad Kleinkirchheim, oh my God, Bad Kleinkirchheim is in this script like 50 million times. When you book a holiday to Bad Kleinkirchheim with Top Flight for this winter season, you'll get a complimentary lift pass for everyone in your party. Topflight.ie is the website. See topflight.ie for more details. So every day this week, we give you the chance to win a €500 voucher for Top Flight. That's our daily prize. And you go into the draw then for our end of week prize, a 7-night ski holiday for two to the 4-star Ortner's Eschenhof in Bad Kleinkirchheim.
Can you say that a little bit faster from your...
Ortner's Eschenhof in Bad Kleinkirchheim.
Well done.
Return flights from Dublin to Salzburg, transfers to the resort of Bad Kleinkirchheim. Breakfast and dinner each day, lift passes for the ski slopes in Bad Kleinkirchheim, and the services of the Top Flight resort manager will be on hand throughout the state. Terms and conditions apply. If you want to get into win, we're playing our game. 2 out of 3 ain't bad, Kleinkirchheim.
It's all in the name.
If you want to come on and play, we've got 3 questions. You got to get at least 2 of them right to go in the draw. Is that it?
That's it.
2 out of 3 ain't bad. If you want to play, text bad. I'm not going to make you spell the rest of it. Bad, along with your name and where you're from, 0874-100-102. We'll play the quiz after this. Panic at the Disco on Today FM. Panic at the Disco on High Hopes. Today FM, playing the music you love. Good morning, it is Monday, God help us. 20 minutes to 9 o'clock, Ray Foley on for Ian Dempsey. There's JP.
Hi.
There's Shauna.
Hiya.
Hello. Oh, how does the old geezer do it? How does he do it?
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
How many Ian Dempseys have there been, like? Because I know he gets renewed every... Yeah.
There's loads of them.
There's a 3-year cycle on an Ian Dempsey.
His current model is good, though.
Yeah. The current one is great.
Very good.
The current model has the highest listenership ever on Breakfast, ever. Incredible. After 25 years on Breakfast, he's now got the highest ever record listenership figures. So I'd say they should hold on to the current one.
Yeah.
Because he's absolutely stunning.
Stunning.
Stunning. Speaking of stunning, I have a stunning prize to give away. To Austria, to Bad Kleinkirchheim. Say it with confidence, everyone will believe you.
Who am I ringing? Lisa. It's ringing. That's Kilkenny.
I know that, yeah.
I know you did.
Hello.
Lisa, darling, good morning.
Hiya.
Have you been skiing before?
Oh, I went one day.
You went one day?
I went to Austria a long time ago. I went to a festival over there, so I didn't last long in the skiing. We were too busy.
Was it like a music festival or something, is it?
Yeah, it was called Snow Bombing. It's still going.
Snow Bombing?
Bombing.
Snow Bombing.
Oh, Snow Bombing, right. Okay, well, I'd be bombing and vomiting if I was at a music festival on the slopes. Who was performing at it?
Oh, geez, come down there. No, I remember.
No recollection.
It was après ski, before ski, during ski. Yeah, it was a big time.
Yeah, no, I don't know. It was just...
You enjoyed yourself anyway. You've got some nice photographs.
Oh, God, we had a ball, yeah.
And you didn't break anything.
No, listen, I wasn't doing anything to break anything.
Oh, well, then you're grand. You're fine. You're good.
I just went up to have a look.
It's supposed to be sensational. I mean, the views and everything's supposed to be absolutely incredible.
Yeah, I wasn't up there for long enough. That was the thing. We went back down, so... I'd like to actually do it, you know?
Well, look, I've got 7 days here. This is all with thanks to Top Flight, a trip to Bad Kleinkirchheim. Seven-night ski holiday for two people. You'll stay in the four-star Hotel Ortner's Eshov. I forget it. I was doing so well. The four-star Hotel Ortner's Eshov in Bad Kleinkirchheim. They've got direct flights from Dublin to Salzburg. They'll look after you. It looks absolutely sensational. Seven nights. We've got a daily prize of a €500 Tough Life voucher as well. Lisa, here's what we're doing. We're playing an incredibly exciting game called 2 out of 3 Ain't Bad Kleinkirchheim. Are you excited?
I'm more nervous now.
Listen, don't be nervous. This couldn't be easier.
Okay.
Here's how it works. We've got three questions. You've got to answer a minimum of two of them because two out of three Ain't Bad Kleinkirchheim. Does that make any sense to you?
Not one bit.
Okay. I've got a thing here. Have a listen. Two out of three Ain't Bad Kleinkirchheim. See, it all makes sense now, right?
A bit more.
Don't think so. I'm not buying that. That doesn't sound very convincing at all. Right, Lisa. Three questions. Let's do this thing.
Right.
I need a minimum. If you get three out of three, then all the better. But okay. Two out of three Ain't Bad Kleinkirchheim. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let me get the dings. 1 second. It's worth having the dings as well. There we go. Right, question one. You have to get at least two out of three correct to get in the straw. Bad Kleinkirchheim is in which country?
Austria.
Well done.
We're halfway there already, strong sir.
Okay.
Question two, Lisa. In which sport would you play... In which sport would you play for the Solheim Cup?
Skiing.
Oh, no. Second one wrong. You have to get two right, otherwise you're out of the draw.
Okay.
Oh, jeez, Lisa, you're killing us.
Things are tense. I mean, I thought this was going to be over at the second question, but no.
Oh. Lisa, to get in the draw this morning for... Two out of three in Bad Kleinkirchheim. Two out of three in Kleinkirchheim. Your third question this morning. Who scored Ireland's only try against South Africa at the weekend?
I haven't a clue. I don't follow rugby.
It rhymes with another word for good looking. A good looking man. He would be a...
Johnny Sexton.
No, Jesus. handsome.
Handsome, but not handsome.
And his first word is Mac.
Mac handsome. Yes! Yes!
Oh, people scream the radio. Oh, my God. Lisa, you're killing me this morning.
I'm sorry.
Look at you, you did it. We've got you in the draw, and that's all that matters.
Well done, Lisa.
Turns out... The two out of three wasn't bad. Kleinkirchheim. Kleinkirchheim. Sensational. That is. This game is going to run and run. I can predict it. Lisa, you're in the draw on Friday, so listen on Friday.
Thank
I can
you
be
so
calling
much.
Them. Well done. Thanks for coming on. Have a lovely week.
Thank you.
Bye.
You too.
Bye.
Oh,
bye.
Hi,
yeah.
Friend.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey. Cheers, Lisa. Have a lovely day. Stood for your Monday morning. Thank you for your endurance. The feat of endurance. That was joining us this morning, and come back and join us tomorrow from 6. But there's so much we didn't get to do on today's show. Yeah. We didn't get to do Mac and Cheese, where Ireland's try-scoring hero, Mac Hansen, gives us his top 5 cheeses. The list goes like this. Cheddar, Brie, Manchego, Eam, and at number 1, Blue Cashel. Did you say Eam or Edam?
I'd say Edam.
Edam?
Edam,
or
yeah.
Edam. Get to do Return of the Mac, where Ireland's try-scoring hero Mac Hansen reminds us of our statutory rights when it comes to returning items. Mac says, keep your receipts, guys,
he does.
In Return of the Mac. And we didn't get to do Bad Kleinkirchheim in the mood for dancing. Where are the I'm in the mood for dancing girl band, the Nolan Sisters, announced they've landed a residency in our favourite Austrian ski resort in Bad Kleinkirchheim in the mood for dancing. Yeah, there's no way we're going to be able to say that one again. Great news. Dave's on the way next. Have a lovely day. Talk tomorrow morning.
Ray Foley, weekday afternoons from 2. Today.